You're home. How was your day? Aw, I'm sorry. You want to tell me about it? Maybe later? It's okay, I understand. So, I don't know if I had a bad day, but you just caught me in the middle of, just about to start, you know, my nighttime routine, and, you know, I just thought that maybe it would be a good idea if, you and I do it together. Yeah, doing it together would be great. I mean, here's the thing about whenever I do this, it feels almost like a whole ritual to me because, you know, when you take care of your skin and you take the extra steps, my one philosophy is that no matter how shitty things are at work, it's not gonna stop me from looking my best at the end of the day. It's not going to stop me from doing the steps I need to take to feeling my best. Right? Doesn't that kind of make sense? Well, since I'm just about to start, why don't you come join me, huh? You'll forget about this stupid, ridiculous work, and you'll feel better. And if you don't, there's Netflix and cuddles. Yeah? Perfect. Thank you for giving it a shot. Why don't you come over here? We're gonna have to squeeze in a bit. But I'm going to do this for you first, and then afterwards you can just chill, whatever. Just relax on the bed, on the couch, wherever you want. Wait for me for a bit, because I'm going to do mine too. And then I'll make a dinner and we'll be good. Yeah? Okay, so first things first is, we're gonna have to, let me look at your skin for a bit. No, this is not an excuse to just caress your face, but it's a lovely addition. So first things first is we're going to cleanse your face. Now, usually I double cleanse, and if you notice, I have this jar right here. This jar has a cleansing balm, and it's usually what I use in order to get rid of all of the makeup that I've had for the day. But since you don't drink, you don't use makeup, I think it's okay for us to move to the second step, but not unless you've gone through some pretty bad polluted areas, in which case I don't think so. So I'll go with this one first. Excuse me. Right. I have here a cleansing gel, a gentle cleansing gel, and I need to stress this with you. A lot of male cleansers are sort of harsh on the skin, maybe because they don't expect that there would be like two guys who'd be very interested in this, but I always recommend going for, you know, just gentle cleansing gel so that you are not stripping your skin of important nutrients. Because if you strip your skin of important nutrients, then in some ways it's sort of like when your skin feels dry and dull and just, it feels weird. Yeah, that's what happens when we use something harsh or something dry, or that, you know, your skin just needs a little something more. And so, cleaning your skin with a cleansing gel, a gentle cleansing gel, is much better. In fact, please stop using our body soaps for washing your face. It's not good. I'm just going to put this where you want to go and wash your face first. Dip in the skin. And do it for yourself if you want, but you just have to crouch a tiny bit, tilt your head back. You have your personal face washer. I know it's ridiculous, but don't worry, it'll feel nice. Just make sure to get all the edges of your face. Don't forget the hairline, because that's where a lot of people sort of neglect to wash. And underneath the jaw, right down here. Slow it down, give you a quick face massage too. You know it the best. Okay, I think that's about it. By the way, every time you wash your face, you want to take your time with it. They always recommend to go beyond 1 minute. Yeah, sometimes they count it. Wash your face. I know you're gonna have a huge urge to rub your face with a towel, but please just pat. Because if you rub, it's going to be harsh on your skin and it might hurt your skin. And I don't want that. Just pat your face gently while you're drying your skin. All good. Perfect. That's just the first step. You're doing well, babe. Let me just put this back. Okay. So the next step for us is to use the toner. I'm just going to put this in the drawer. Alright. Now, this toner, what we use for this is, it does a variety of things, but main thing it does is that it balances the pH on your skin. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the water or the soap that you're using or the cleansing gel that we're using might have a different type of pH, and a toner balances the pH on our skin so that it remains healthy and it doesn't get, again, stripped of anything that's awful. But my toner has a second use. It's an exfoliating toner. Exfoliating toner, what it does is that it peels off, you know, dead skin cells and, you know, helps my skin stay nice and bright and always fresh looking. Because once we get past a certain age, and let me tell you, it's a very, very young age, our skin cells start slowing down in terms of renewing themselves. So we use a toner to make it go faster. Mm-hmm. So just stay there. You can use a cotton pad. Now, this might feel a little warm on your skin. Please tell me, because exfoliating toners, what it does is that it can be a little harsh, and if your skin is sensitive, you're definitely going to feel it. So a little warmth is okay, but if it starts tingling, that's not its job, and just let me know, okay? A cotton pad. Okay, ready? Alright, again, tell me if you feel anything, alright? I don't know if your skin is sensitive or not, but I just want to make sure. Okay. And always, when you swipe, could start with the side, but when you swipe the cotton on your skin, make it an upwards direction as much as possible. Yeah. An upwards direction means that any other dirt or pad, like germs, bacteria, dirt, anything like that gets swiped upwards. It gets picked up by the cotton, because if you go and push it downwards, you're sort of embedding them even more. Mm-hmm. You're gonna go to the other side. Feeling anything weird? Aside from warmth? No? Okay, that's good to hear. Now the forehead. Excuse me. Okay. Down. Okay. Good. How are you feeling? Good so far? You're being calmed down by the skin massage. Good. Perfect. Exactly what I want to hear. Alright, just stay patient. There's a couple more steps for us to go through. Because not only does a toner cleanse your skin an extra step and balances the pH on your skin, but it also prepares, not really prepares, but it's also, we're also going to transition now to the next step, or it helps you transition to the next step. So, close that. Now this is a tiny bit of an extra step. Not a lot of people do this, but I like to. This is what we call an essence, and yeah, it's in a fancy glass bottle, but what this does is that it prepares your skin for the next steps. Mm-hmm. So this is basically a booster. It helps your skin absorb any other treatments. So the first major category or major steps for your skin care is cleansing. But first step for your skin is cleansing. The second major step for your skin is treatment, and an essence sort of is like the pre-cleanser. This is like the pre-treatment in the whole nighttime skincare routine. Alright. So, it feels a little sticky, I know, but just let it absorb into your skin. Just a tiny bit. But even if your skin is a tiny bit wet, or even if your skin is feeling the essence, that's okay, because that prepares us for the serums. And the serums treat specific problems of your skin. And I use two of them, so we'll start with this one. This is called an apple cider vinegar serum. I know it sounds a little bit weird, but it's actually a really good homemade thing from some indie brand here, and so far their stuff has been great. And what it's supposed to do is help my skin feel a little more clearer, brightens my skin a tiny bit more, helps become a bit more smoother, and other things. So I'm going to put this on you again. Let me know if you feel anything, but I feel like for this type of serum that's all natural, you shouldn't feel a lot. Again, just going to smooth that onto your skin. So kind of massage it onto your skin, press it deeply into your skin, make sure it absorbs everything. And that's where a booster comes in, because yes, you're feeling the booster or the essence a tiny bit, but that just makes it easier for your skin to absorb everything. So, in the long run, you'll feel much better. Mm-hmm. Alright, done with that. How are you feeling? Good? Your face feels thoroughly massaged. That's okay. I know you can do this all on your own, and I could just tell you what to do, but you're having a bad day. Let me take care of you. I mean, you always take care of me anyways, and you take care of us and make sure we're happy. So that's my turn now to take care of you, so you're gonna take all of it. This one is kind of special. It's a hydrating serum, and it keeps my skin nice and hydrated no matter what the weather, no matter where we are, because what it does is that it makes sure that my skin stays moisturized, hydrated, not dry at all. Again, just gonna press and massage that on to your skin. Make sure it's all nice. Feeling good. You've never had your face touched this much now, have you? I know, but just think of it as a nice little homemade facial spa. Except if this was an actual facial spa, we'd be doing a lot more. Alright. Now, we're gonna be a little more extra. Since you have had a bad day, and, well, I'm feeling a little, you know, in the mood for something special, you are going to get a mask. Yes. Now, it depends on the type of mask we're going for, but usually I have sheet masks, but this time I want to go an extra mile. So, a sheet mask is something that you do once. Well, you can do it once a day, but you have to, like, vary the effects or the different types of sheet masks or different types of masks. But this gives you just a tiny bit more. It's a bit more powerful than what serums do. And what I'm going to be using is this one. Oh yeah, she's a tiny bit expensive. This was recommended to me by one of my favorite YouTubers. And honestly, she's not wrong. This is really good. And this is a Vitamin Nectar Vibrancy Boosting Face Mask. And what it does is that it basically has a lot of vitamins. As the name suggests, but it has three special vitamins in this mask, and it's supposed to help you do a lot more than what the serums do, because it's a combination, and it just helps your skin be a little more, how do I say it, special, glowing, vibrant, perfect. That's a perfect way to say fuck you to work, right? You're not gonna let work bring you down, right? No, we're not going to let that happen, especially not to you. We're going to say fuck you to work and look extra special no matter what. So I'm going to massage that onto your skin again. How does it feel? I know it feels like marmalade. It smells like it too, but don't eat it. I mean, it smells really good, but don't eat it, please. I want to take care of you because you have a bad day, not because you poisoned yourself accidentally. Here. Right. I'm just going to keep adding that in. No. Feeling good? Feel sticky? It's okay. You're almost at the end now. Feels so good. Alright. We're just gonna have to wait a tiny bit. Let your skin absorb the entire mask. After this, there's another step. Don't worry, it's going to be the last step. The last step is going to be the one that locks everything in. Alright. I'll just wash my face out of this, get rid of the excess mask gel goo. Let me look at you. You look so cute. No, you do not look ridiculous. What I see is a man who's going to emerge from this fresh-faced with a big fuck you to his work, was just gonna chill tonight and celebrate tonight with his girl. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I learned about this from college and YouTube, and it's like a whole big trending thing, but it makes sense to me. I mean, again, it's almost pretty much therapeutic for me. It makes me feel much better no matter what the hell is happening to me, no matter what's going on. If I get to sleep doing all of these steps for myself, I feel so much better. You might not feel like the whole effects of it, but I mean, you're having fun, right? Don't deny that. I can see you smiling. See? Give it a bit of time. It's a massive routine and a massive change if you're not into it, but you slowly take steps, then it's good, right? Maybe you don't need 10 steps like what I'm doing, or maybe you just need 3 or 4 steps. The point is, caring for yourself will make you feel much better at the end of the day. Caring for yourself means that, you know, you cling a little bit to yourself and not giving away yourself to anyone or anything else. You're taking a bit of yourself and keeping it for you, which is much better than, I don't know. Plus, you look good. I mean, you already look good. I'm not saying you don't. No, don't put words into my mouth. You already look good, but this will help you feel good. Maybe look better, if that's even a possibility, but you know what I mean. I love you too. You want to go clean this up now? Yeah, okay. Alright then, I'm going to move to the side. Ladies first? Alright, ladies first then. Better, right? Less rough? See? That's the magic of skincare. Surprise kiss! one last step, now this is to lock in everything that we've had. This one is a moisturizer. And I know you're asking, we already hydrated, we already, you know, put some moisture into our skin. Why do we need moisturizer? Well, this one locks everything in and ensures that even with the AC on, or even if we have dry weather, your skin will not dry during the night. Put that here on your cheeks and rub it upwards. And up to your forehead. And don't forget to also put on your neck, because the secret here is that you can tell a person's age by their neck. And obviously, again, the more you hydrate and moisturize your skin on your neck, the less it's going to be obvious. If you have extra, just put some on your hands. Your hands will thank you for it too. Alright. I know it's a lot of steps, but it's makes you feel good, doesn't it? Okay, so I'm going to run you through everything that we did. There's actually a couple more steps, like adding a lip balm, but since we're going to have some popcorn and relax and watch Netflix, then we can add the lip balm later on. But the reason why, not the reason, but the whole entire routine goes like this. First off, you pre-cleanse using a cleansing balm, and that's supposed to help you get rid of the more surface level dirt, like for myself if I'm wearing makeup, or all the pollutants and dust on your skin that you've collected throughout the day. We didn't do that, but you know, we'll do it again next time. And yes, there will be a next time. We're going to try and make this slowly a part of your routine. I mean, you feel better, right? Then it's good for you, and we're going to add that into your routine. Again, so cleansing balm first. Second will be the actual cleanse, which is using a gentle cleanser that matches your skin type. Right now, I'm not sure if my face wash matches your skin type, but in the coming weeks, we can come up with something. And after the cleansing, we're going to go with a toner. And the toner is supposed to balance the pH on your skin so that it doesn't feel dry, or it doesn't, you know, it's not evenly toned in other, like, areas of your skin. And also, I forgot one thing, it prevents from discoloration in other areas of your skin. But anyways, my toner also exfoliates, so it continuously helps renew my skin cells so that I always look nice and young and fresh. Sometimes, you know, we got our secrets, and that's one of those. We got our secrets to looking young, and that's one of those. Next, after an exfoliant toner, the next step would be to prepare your skin for treatment. Yes. Treatment. But before we put anything, any types of treatment, a good idea would be to put an essence or a booster onto your skin so that the ingredients on the next steps will absorb easily into your skin. And then you'll feel much better and more confident in the fact that at the very least you are not wasting your money on those serums when it's not being properly absorbed into the skin. Now the serums, there's a bunch of them, but what it does is that it focuses on treating specific issues in your skin. For my case, it's more of a blemish issue and dryness. So blemish, I used a homemade brand apple cider vinegar serum, and it's working well for me. And the second serum that we used is for hydration, or it's going to sound scientific, but you're going to remember it easily. It's called hyaluronic acid. And I forgot to tell you what it does. What it does is that, one, it keeps your skin hydrated, but hyaluronic acid, at least for weather that's not super dry, well, help you retain moisture into your skin without any issue, because it's basically a magnet for water. So there's that. And then the last thing we did, not the last thing, but second to the last thing we did, is we put on a face mask. And the face mask is supposed to be that one big boost into your skincare routine. And it's also helping you feel a little more bougie, which it should, because that face mask was a little bit pricey. It hurt my wallet, trust me, but totally worth it. Now, after the face mask is finally the moisturizer. And the moisturizer is supposed to help you, yes, retain everything that you put into your skin, help everything be locked down in place, and helps nourish your skin even more. And how are you feeling? Feeling good, right? See? I was right. You'd feel good about this. Now, why don't you run along to the bed or to the couch, wherever you want to watch? I'm gonna go and get some light snacks or whatever dinner I can look for, and we can chill, and you can choose to tell me all about your day, or we could just stay quiet and cuddle. Sounds good? Perfect. Thank you for giving me a chance to share with you this experience, and for staying open-minded. I love you.